When I saw that line of cars, I should say a convoy, going into his ranch to do a search, I was shocked. I was devastated. I didn't know what was going on. And it was really, I felt it was stupid. And from that moment on, I haven't had a minute of peace, a minute of rest. I can't even sleep at night from thinking about it.
These charges, though, are very serious. When you look at child molestation, conspiracy, your son could face 20 years in prison.
Yes, he could.
How tough is that for you as a mother to think about that?
Well, it's hard for me to think about it because I know he haven't done anything. He don't deserve to go to prison because he haven't. But I don't put it past him to try to railroad him or plant something on him.
How did he tell you the news?
He didn't. I heard it on television. And then we all rushed down there, and we just embraced him, and he just talked about it.
Does your son, Michael, open himself up to criticism at all? Because he admitted in that video, in the Bashir video, that he shares a bed with children. And a lot of people say that's not appropriate.
He didn't say what he meant is he share his room with them. He sleeps on the floor. People get the wrong impression. And if you have a dirty mind, that's how you're going to think. And most of the world is like that.
So you don't believe he was touching them inappropriately?
No, not at all.
Is he nervous? Because this has got to be scary.
I'm sure he must be worried because I'm worried in it, and it's him that is happening to, and I'm sure he is.
How sure are you that your son is not a child molester?
100% sure.
No doubt in your mind?
No doubt in my mind.
And why do you believe that?
I believe that for one reason. I know his character. I raised my son. And I raised him well. Just because he loved children, that don't mean he'll... You don't molest anything that you love. Or hurt anything that you love. And my son haven't done anything like that.
Did your son look you in the eye and say, I didn't do this?
Yes. Yes. He sure has. And I know he didn't do it. And he tells me, Mother, I would never do a thing like that.
Have you seen a change in him since he's been accused this time around? This has got to change somebody.
Yes, I've seen a change in him. He's not around children as much.
Do you plan to go to the court when you can?
Yes, I'm planning to be there all the time. It's not fair that the judge won't let us go in. Now, I don't think it's fair.
Do you think he can get a fair trial?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you think the trial should be moved to somewhere else?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel Santa Maria is too conservative of a community?
Probably.
For an African-American man in Santa Maria,
probably
tough.
Probably. And I hear there's a lot of skinheads down in that area. And there's a lot of, Aryan Nation or something. And I hear that Latin son is one.
Who is he most angry with of all this?
I think it's Tom Snedden. Because he knows it's a personal vendetta that Tom Snedden has against it.
Are you worried that these charges are always going to stain your son for the rest of his life?
I know they will.